Good Tuesday, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker, the Extension Educator for Agriculture and Natural Resources here in Fulton County. Well, it seems like Mother Nature continues to toy with us with sub-zero temperatures last week and warmer temperatures last weekend on to mud, snow, and eventually ice this week. We'll keep things really interesting for the next few weeks. On today's show, I'd like to spend a little time reviewing the process for recertifying and renewing your private pesticide applicator license, a cooperative effort of Ohio Department of Agriculture and here with us at OSU Extension. This year is what we call the big year for many of you who were grandfathered into the system many years ago. We'll have lots of folks asking questions and lots of folks reporting to our pesticide recertification program on Thursday, February 21st. Let's talk just a little bit about that process before we look at a couple of other programs that are coming up. So again, you're going to be sent information from the Ohio Department of Agriculture with an address in Reynoldsburg, and they will likely be informing you of how many credits you need by the end of March of 2019. So March 31st, how many recertification hours you will need and in what categories. They'll also be invoicing you for a $30 bill to repay and get your new license. It's one thing to keep in mind. Simultaneously, OSU Extension is charged with providing the educational component of the recertification process, and most of those programs, if they include a fertilizer recertification program, run about $40. So what do you need by March 31st if you haven't taken any recertification hours? Well, first of all, you need three hours of total time in the 3 years recertification cycle. So at a minimum, you need 1 hour of core training plus an additional 30 minutes in each category that you have on your license. So if you have category 1 and 6, you need to be sure that you get a full hour of core training in addition to 30 minutes in category 1 and category 6. That's just a for instance. However, that same person would still need an additional hour of training to get up to the 3 total hours of recertification credit needed each 3 years in the process. You as applicators are responsible for knowing your recertification status, as this is a professional license. So here in Fulton County, we are offering a pesticide and fertilizer recertification program on February 21st. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in just a little bit. After you pay the Ohio Department of Agriculture, they will send you a new green private applicator license. And in the past 3 years, as the state has added a fertilizer applicator certificate, they had two cards, a green card and a yellow card. And starting in 2019, if you are both a pesticide and a fertilizer applicator, you will get just one card that is the color green, and it will indicate on there that you are fertilizer certified or not. If you are only a fertilizer applicator, you will continue to get a yellow card and a yellow card only. So a little bit about those colors. So let's jump forward to an event like our OSU Extension Pesticide Recertification Program on February 21st. That program is at the Fulton County Fairgrounds. We would appreciate if you could pay ahead of time. Call our office, 337-9210, and we'll help you through that registration process, or you can send the appropriate check. If you're here for the whole program, it's $40. That program is at the Fulton County Fairgrounds at the Junior Fair Building on the north end of the fairgrounds. Again, February 21st. If you go to our website, fulton.osu.edu, you can get to a web link that allows you to pay any time of day or night via credit card, and you can sign up for that meeting. So you come to that meeting, we'll be offering all categories, including fertilizer. Fertilizer will be first, starting at 8 a.m. and ending shortly after 9, and then we'll roll into the pesticide recertification program, and all recertification hours should be completed by 12:30. If you have any questions, again, don't hesitate to call our office, 337-9210. At the end of that program, you'll submit your paperwork, and ODA will process it in Reynoldsburg and send you a new license, assuming you have sent them the $30 payment. It's about all on pesticide and fertilizer recertification. I do need to make it clear that in Fulton County, we're not the only site. There's also a location February 18th in Defiance OSU Extension, also in Henry County on February 8th. That's this Friday down at the Bavarian House. They'll be offering pesticide recertification, and there will be another night in Williams County. I can't think of that off the top of my head right now, but there is an evening program in Williams County. Search williams.osu.edu and you'll find that information out. Now, a couple other programs that I'm kind of excited about. The day before our pesticide recertification program is our eFields On-Farm Research Northwest Region meeting. We're going to be hosting that here at the Robert Fulton Ag Center in Wauseon. It is a free event with a light lunch. We'll be meeting from 9 to noon. We'll be having a farmer panel to discuss some of the items that were some of the studies that were conducted in 2018. We'll also be fortunate to have Dr. John Fulton and Dr. Elizabeth Hawkins, kind of co-leaders of our eFields team here to work with you and go through that eFields booklet. Finally, there's been some requests related to new pesticide applicators licenses. With the onset of the new rules related to dicamba application, there are some inquiries about new pesticide applicators. So those of you that want to be a new commercial applicator, you can come take that test here at the Robert Fulton Center Ag Center. It's hosted by Ohio Department of Ag, and there are three dates that I'd ask you to keep in mind. Coming up February 28th, March 14th, and April 18th. Those are all Thursdays, and it doesn't get any closer than here in Wauseon. Otherwise, you can take them daily down in Reynoldsburg. Ideally, call the Ohio Department of Ag to schedule your tests, or you can walk in. We do not sell commercial study materials, but we do sell private study materials here at the OSU Extension Office. And finally, I had an upcoming March 5th Tri-State Fertility Recommendations meeting. That meeting has been rescheduled to March 26th due to a scheduling conflict. So the writing your own phosphorus recommendations program using the newly revised Tri-State Fertility Recommendations, that meeting is now moved to the evening of March 26th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. If you have questions, please call our office, 419-337-9210. We're asking that you bring a copy of one of your fields that has been soil sampled, ideally on a grid or zone basis, so we can look at some of those samples for helping you to write your own recs. Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of Extension Connection. I'm Eric Reeker for OSU Extension Connection here on 96.1 WMTR. Make it a great week, Fulton County.